sent you?
You'll have to kill me.
Who sent you?
Kiss my ass, Powers.
Who sent you?
Dr. Evil.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Why did you tell us?
I can't stand to be asked the same question three times. It just irritates me.
Where is Dr. Evil hiding?
Why would he tell me? I'm just one of his low-level functionaries.
Where is Dr. Evil hiding?
You'll have to torture me. I'll never tell you.
Where's Dr. Evil hiding?
Damn! Three times. He's hiding in the secret volcano lair.
Where's Dr. Evil's secret volcano lair?
I spit at that question.
Do I really have to ask you two more times?
Go to hell, Powers.
Fine. Where is Dr. Evil's secret volcano lair?
I will take it to the grave with me.
Aha! You have to answer. He asked you three times.
No. The second question was, do I really have to ask you two more times? So that would be the first question in a new line of questioning and wouldn't count in the other line of questioning.
Yeah, he's right. However, I'm just trying to get information from you, man. I don't need any
And we're back. How's it going, guys, ladies and gentlemen, children of the world? How's it going?
Say good.
Say
all is well.
Say all is well. Talent to Minds Podcast, episode 18. And we're back in the building / building. Y'all know how we give it up, dog.
You already know.
Straight up, man. So how everybody doing out there? Hey, yo, fuck that. First and foremost, I'm going to need y'all motherfuckers to like, subscribe, comment.
Man, tell me what we do.
Do all that, man. We specialize in the greatest of, you know, silk fabrics.
And we bring it to y'all.
We
real,
bring
man,
it to y'all rough, raw, and rugged, dog.
Check us out every Tuesday. We drop that hot fire.
Hot fire. Yeah, man. So, shit.
BET Awards.
Did you check them BET Awards out, bro, Ham?
I watched a little bit, man.
Yeah, I watched a few seconds, a few segments. I seen how they gave my girl Anita Baker the Lifetime Achievement Award. Hey. Shout out.
They gave Kendrick Lamar Album of the Year, didn't
they? Yeah, Kendrick won an award. Cardi B, of course, won Best Female Artist and
shit.
Man, I seen Nicki Minaj performing, man. I didn't really care for her performance. She kind of looked like
Don't say it. I'm not going to say it.
She looked very ... in this motherfucker.
We was laughing at that the other day.
Yeah, we was laughing at that.
Who
bro.
Was that, bro?
Because we had the it wasn't like a brownie. It was like some type of cake or something.
The homeboy had tried some brownie. It was like a vegan
brownie. Yeah, like a vegan brownie and shit.
Hey, but he tasted and then everybody was looking for his reaction. He was like, it tastes very...
Yeah. It just left it there.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, it was very dot, dot, dot.
You know, I ain't know where you was going to go with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bro. For real, though, bro. But it reminded me of when my nigga DOT was like, you know, we was in the drive-thru at Jack in the Box, dog, and my dude DLT just kept talking about how you should get the it's like a Chipotle sauce that Jack in the Box had, and he was saying like you got to get the Chipotle sauce for the tacos, you know. He just kept stressing it. He was like, bro, the tacos with the Chipotle sauce, he was like, it's like a bold, it gives you a bold taste. It's like a bold, like my nigga kept saying it, you know what I'm saying? He just kept saying bold, bro, you know what I'm saying? And it's like me and Tom, we like,
hey, bold is a funny word.
Bold is a funny word.
It's like, because it's in bold. You
yeah,
know what
it's
I mean?
Like an unnecessary, like the L doesn't have to be there, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think the B was the right selection.
Yeah, like, the bold. And bro kept stressing it, bro. And I'm just in there bugging up because, bro, like, it gives you a bold taste. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm like, fam.
Power slap, dude.
Man, Nipsey smacked the fuck out of some dude. Boldly, though, bro. They said that, I guess, dude was a BET associate or whatever it was. And I guess Nip was trying to get through there with his entourage or something. And once he had got the word, like, you know, I guess somebody else was like, yeah, you can move through with your niggas. So, Nipsey came and told the guy, like, yeah, bro, they said we was good. And by that time, dude was already kind of hot, bro. And you already know, like, you know, real hood nigga reaction time, bro. Dude that smacked like the cone out of Nipsey homeboy hand, bro. And Nipsey fired off on him, bro. Hey, straight smack. He smacked fire from that nigga, bro. Like,
you ever been stole off on?
Have I ever been?
Has anybody ever stole off on you all?
Yeah, have y'all ever been stole off on, bro?
Whoever got stole, if you have,
I can't. Story, I don't think I ever got stole off on, bro. I remember.
I know you didn't have to.
I done had to steal off on some motherfuckers, bro. But I mean, I don't think I really lost. I haven't had many fights, but I've also not lost many fights either, though. You know what I'm saying?
To me, bro, if you from the hood, you're gonna get. Danger comes your way, like
it comes your way,
like, bro. Me, bro, you can be chilling if you stay in the hood. They always say the hood can take you under because you can be doing your own thing, chilling. And then next thing you know, somebody who are already on level 10 come up to you talking about some stupid shit.
Yeah, just like, out of nowhere. And that's the thing too, bro. Like I be just saying too with motherfuckers. Like that's the thing, as us as black people, we kind of live up. Like we feel like we gotta live up to this. Image of like us as blacks, we have to be this specific way. We have to be aggressive. We have to be like, you gotta be super thugged out. You gotta kind of have like, it's like you a real nigga if you struggled. Like it'd be just like a bunch of dumbass. Like I don't know who wrote the books on this shit. You know what I'm saying? How does that classify you as a real nigga when
that,
it's like
that tough guy shit ain't a real thing, man? Because to me, I'll be real with you, bro. I didn't see it's a lot of cats out here who like. On an outer layer, it's some cats out here, bro, who straight look tough. Like, you will see them from the outside, but like, bro, dude, like, look tough, you know what I'm saying? Dude got the tats and shit or whatever. But
that nigga straight cupcake on the low humber.
But I'm talking about, bro, if it came to, like, you know what I'm saying, fighting, straight square, man.
Yeah, straight buster ass nigga and
or,
shit.
Though. Or if you thought he was your homeboy, and you know what I'm saying, y'all get into some fire, straight. Got his card pulled, man.
That's another thing too. Like I hate when it's just like you see like niggas that be having homeboys or whatever it is, and it's just like them niggas be feeling like they gotta chump niggas out or niggas be bitch ass niggas or something. It's like, bro, that's your homie though. You know what I'm saying? Like that's your friend, that's your dog. Bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, should you be expecting him to be more than what he is? You know what I'm saying? I feel like nigga, especially it be niggas that be feeling like they the hardest nigga on the street or whatever, and it's like everybody else come less than them or something. It's like,
but
bro,
you,
like
you might be the hardest. It's just like don't go around testing other men's nuts.
Don't go around testing other men's nuts, bro. Because like a wise man always told me, bro, it'll really be that nigga that you think softer than you that'll smoke your ass. You know what I'm saying? He will get you the fuck out of here, bro. Won't care nothing else about it. You know what I'm saying? Because as a man, he felt like that's what he had to do.
Yo,
like,
what happened to? Up during New York, yo. Shout out to New York. What happened to the dude, man? They saying justice for...
Yeah, justice for Junior. I've been seeing a lot of celebrities going out there showing demand. Showing them love. So what happened was, bro, okay, the first time I saw like multiple videos, and this kind of goes back to the XXX Tentacion situation, man, and how we are desensitized as people, because it's like people will see shit and it's just like your first reaction is to pull out your cell phone and record something. That's not my first reaction to shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's sometimes, bro, I miss key moments with my son because I'm not thinking about pulling out my phone and recording shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just more so enjoying the moment or something. So it's like, I don't see how a motherfucker can just see this little dude. Like, bro, little man was standing in the store. He only 15 years old. He was standing in the store, bro. And just, like, motherfuckers just came up behind him, bro, and just started whooping on him, dragged him out the store. You see the other shot of when they dragged him out the store, bro. You could just see it on the little guy's face, bro, that he didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like, he was afraid for his life, you know what I'm saying?
Little dude who just got beat up at random, bro?
Yeah, randomly, bro. It was straight, like, 5-6 niggas, bro. There was a Dominican gang or some shit like that. And come to find out, you know, and then it's like, you know, bro, sometimes you got to think about, you know, what could this man have done to cause that, you know what I'm saying, on himself? Because there's some niggas out here that's living reckless or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So you never know. But, bro, when they say that this little dude was killed off a mistaken identity because...
That's a kid, bro.
He's a kid, bro. At the end of the day... You know, he was killed off a mistaken identity because they thought he was another little dude that was in the video fucking some girl, bro.
Bro, that shit happens all
the
time.
That's crazy, bro.
And for y'all who, I would say, you know, I'm pro-amendment, man. You know what I'm saying? I say, man, go on and keep a keep your peace with you at all times.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's kind of what 21 Savage was just saying, too. He was just saying, like, man, if you ain't even got your peace on you, bro, you know what I'm saying? The niggas try to rob you or something, bro, just go ahead and give it up, bro, because your life is worth more than that shit. But if you got that strap on you and you feel like you can bang it out, then I guess bang it out, you know what I'm saying?
We may be biased because we from the South Side, but over here on the South Side or in St. Louis, period, it's pretty gun tolerant, man. I don't think people really fight her, bro. Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
Before you get into a fist fight, it's probably gonna be a gun fight.
It ain't, yeah, but niggas here ain't hitting niggas with, they ain't chopping kids up with machetes and stabbing them in necks, or you know what I'm saying?
No,
like that's what happened to the little 15-year-old.
They
are
dumping at you though.
They dumping at you,
kids,
bro.
They
straight, bro. They hit my little dude with machetes, bro, and stabbed him in his neck. He tried to run to the hospital and bled out, bro. Yeah.
People
recorded that shit, bro. Like, motherfuckers didn't help the little dude, bro, and he 15. And it's
they
just
had
like,
machetes, cuz.
Bro, machetes,
them little dudes on some crazy shit.
Yeah, they was on some crazy shit for real, bro. And I want to say, bro, I was watching videos earlier of them, like, in court or whatever, because they caught them niggas. You know what I'm saying? But it sounded like these niggas was probably finna get deported or some shit, bro. I was straight just like, are they finna deport these niggas? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a crazy story.
Because that'd be crazy if, like, you know, like, oh, these niggas could do this shit. They could just go back home and, you know what I'm saying? They, like, it come back to the immigration issues. You know what I'm saying?
I'm dumbfounded, bro. Shit. I ain't no motherfucker straight hacking cats with machetes. Hey, but look, man, you can't bring a motherfucking knife to a gunfight, bro.
Yeah, bro, but yeah, it's scary that little man didn't know what was coming for him, bro. Yeah, then I just heard something else, and I haven't really looked into it, but they said that it was supposed to have been like a brother and his sisters got killed up there too and shit. So it sounds like motherfuckers is kind of just going wild array. Like Charlamagne always say too, he be like, you know, the craziest people in the world come from the Bronx and all of Florida, you know, and it's just crazy that it just been looking like, damn, niggas in the Bronx been wilding out, motherfuckers in all of Florida been wilding out, like.
So we may not be ready, but let me ask you, man.
Yeah.
You from the hood, I'm from the hood. Why do you think gangs exist, bruh? And then, and to take it one more step, man, we was talking about immigration. Mm-hmm. What's up with them MS-13?
Yeah, them MS-13 niggas. Yo, shout out to y'all if you down with them, bruh.
Sheesh.
No disrespectfuls over here, my nigga. But, yo, y'all a different type of ruthless records than this motherfucker. But,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
What I take from gangs, man, is, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm from the hood, man. And the only reason that we had our own shit. But the only reason really why is it was because of, like, the surrounding shit.
Yeah.
And we basically was like, bruh, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't come over here with that shit, bro. All them stolos, shootouts and shit. Don't bring that shit over here, bro.
That's why niggas start gangs. You know what I'm saying? Then I think, you know, it come from acceptance and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You looking for friendships or family, something that you might be lacking or whatever it is.
And you need people to watch your back,
bro. You need people to watch your back and you want to feel like you a part of something. You want to feel protected. That's why it's like, you might be a different person while you by yourself, but when you with the gang, it's like, oh, yeah, nigga, I'm in rare form. It's like that song Kendrick had, Art of Peer Pressure. He was saying that shit, like, I might be a nice nigga, but when I'm with the homies, I'm on different shit, and it's like, I can really agree with that because I know how that feels.
Hey, you ever seen that movie, bro? It's an old movie, bro, called The Warriors.
Yeah.
Anybody ever seen it?
Super classic.
Bro, it just made me think about it, bro. Like, so these cats didn't have, like straight straps like we do nowadays, right?
Oh, nah, them niggas.
So it's straight crazy to think, man, you could straight be walking somewhere and then, like, a gang bro who got bats and chains wrapped around their fists, bro, and
knuckles
dusters, goddamn, you straight out here, then they see you. Because I ain't gonna lie, man.
Them niggas pull razors out their mouth and shit.
Hey, this shit happens for real.
Yeah, it's real, bro.
We was young at one point, you know what I'm saying, like young little cats who kind of relentless, and we, you know, we like, probably harass you or, like, do some. We wouldn't, like, do no shit like what these cats on.
Yeah. Don't care.
We'd probably just fuck with you.
Yeah,
but it's like you got a whole group of young dudes probably bored, walking around the hood, trying to get into shit.
Yeah, bro.
Probably do a little vandalism and shit.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, when we you know, had our gang or whatever, bro. And, you know, and I mean, we still, like, it was just more so like a family situation and shit. You know what I'm saying? We was family, but it was like, yeah, protecting each other and protecting where we come from. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, bro, you remember the other day I told you, bro, I pulled up on the corner, bro, and I saw that car unload on dude.
Oh, yeah, they lit him up.
Hey, why, bro? I was like, I think yesterday or today, bro, like, I fucked around and saw on TV, bro, they was talking about these dudes on TV. They was like, some car been driving. It was the car I saw.
They was, bro, talking about the same cats, bro, my dudes, you saw?
My dudes made the news, bro. They are. Hey, look. Hey, if you in St. Louis, keep your head low, because it's some cats I heard with the paintballs on that ass.
Bro, but that, it's like, it's crazy knowing that we did that same shit, though, bro. We was, but do you remember when we went out there to the show, bro, and it was like we was out there at Ronnie's, bro, and you just seen, like, all them cars, bruh, straight pull up and shit when we was in the parking lot, because we was about to let it, you know what I'm saying, we was about to get our paintball on, bruh, and it was straight just like, you just seen like a line of trucks and shit just sitting there with their headlights on and shit. Niggas was like, yeah, maybe we should go ahead and get the fuck up out of here, you know, because we was like, shit, them niggas look like some, like, rednecks or something, bruh. Like, it was like 20 motherfucking big ass, you know, monster trucks down there and shit. Big ass wheels,
we, bro, is in the fucking, like, no, nah, I can't say, this ain't the middle of Missouri.
We in the middle. It is lightweight.
We, right, in the middle of the, we in the middle of North America.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
That's pretty wild.
Midwest. You know, shout out to the West Mid, dog. But
shout out to the West Mid, the East, the West, the West.
Yeah, but touching back on gangs and shit too, though, bro. You know, it be a lot of kids who don't, like, for one, had their dads and shit, you know what I'm saying? You, like, missing one parent, you probably ain't got, like, uncles running, you know what I'm saying? Like, it be drugs, it be all that shit involved. But then sometimes it do be niggas' uncles that be putting them on shit, too, you know what I'm saying? It just be a whole lot of effects.
It's a lot of, yeah, it's a lot, like, of shit that goes
into. A lot of shit that go into why these kids,
if you're from,
get involved in gangs and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I also feel like, you know, don't let it, you don't have to let it consume you or any of that shit, you know, you can break away from it and still be like, you know, it's a part of me or whatever it is, but I'm on this shit now, you know
just,
what I'm saying?
You just gotta, if you in the hood, man, you just gotta keep your head up. Don't let it take you under.
Yeah, don't let it take you under, bro.
You know what I'm saying? If trouble come your way, man, you know what I'm saying? Just walk away from this shit.
Yeah, yeah. It don't mean you a bitch ass nigga or you soft or, you know.
Get your education shit.
That'd be the thing with us, you know what I'm saying? Just like, for one, us being men, but two, as black people, bruh, we do have a lot of pride. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of, you know, especially with us as men, we have pride and ego. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, we really ain't dealing with the disrespect or any of that shit, or feel like we got to walk away from it.
If a cat crack a joke on you, bro, or something, bro, you don't know this dude, bro, don't, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep the positivity going, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker come at you,
you don't know how to Joan or nothing.
somebody come at you, bro, and they already on level 10.
Yeah,
it's pretty hard to, like, Matt, like, to me, bro, if I'm walking about and some cat already on, like, it happened to me before.
Well, nigga, I was already on 10 with you, dog.
Bro, I'll tell you this story. I was in a truck, man. Old girl was driving. We passed this dude up. I throws the peace sign at dude. I don't know. I'm feeling good or some shit. Yeah. I look in the mirror. I see dude, like, walking mad and shit. He acting like I fucking, like, did something bad. I told old girl, I'm like, pull over. I get out the truck, my nigga throw his bike on the grass and pull out some nunchucks and was walking at me looking mad as a motherfucker.
Wow.
Bro, you think, bro, I'm in the stand there, bro? I got back in the truck and was like, bro, let's get the fuck out of here, bro. Nunchucks. Fucking.
Hey, but you start pulled out the nunchucks.
Threw the bike and pulled out the nunchucks. Hey, shout out to my dude, Kodak Black, getting the GED.
Yeah, shout out to my dude Kodak, man. Damn, my nigga still in the bean, though. But yeah, got that GED, got that, man. Though, that's good, means, though, dog.
It's a lot to me, man.
It's never too late to, you know, get your education and shit. That was something that kind of tripped me out when I first went to college, dog, because, you know, you kind of have, like, this misconception about just college. It'd be like life right after high school. Niggas go in, get it on out the way or whatever. And it was like, then when I got to college, I'm like, yo, this motherfucker like 60 years old in my class. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, damn, yeah, it ain't never too late to go in there and, you know,
my first,
get your knowledge up.
My first, like, I don't know, whatever word. My first, like, thought. Well, the first person that, like, professor, bro, I was thinking, like, okay, in high school I had teachers.
Yeah.
But in college they call professors, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're a pupil if you're a student. Yeah,
and I wanted to see what was the difference, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm going into it being like, bro, this dude better not start fucking teaching me, bro. Like, yeah, he ain't no teacher. My nigga was on some professor type shit, bro. I'm like, bro, college is much better than high school. College is shitting on,
like,
high school.
And what made them a difference? Like, what made
they professing, bro? It's like a difference, bro. In college, it's the shit, bro. Like, because you treat it like you say, bro, you got motherfuckers in the class who, like, fresh. Like, you just graduated high school young. Yeah. Or you might have motherfuckers mid-age or even older motherfuckers. Especially if you go to a community college, mm-hmm. It'll be so diverse. But I think it's because of that it's better for you and for, like, shit, man, just professors are cold. Because I ain't shitting on high school teachers. Okay? Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, it's a difference with college and like, high school.
Because it seemed like with high school, did it seem like it was, like, a more stern... Like, it seemed more so like
there,
I had, yeah, that's what I was finna say. We had to be there versus in college. You can be like, nigga, I ain't got, I can show up whenever the fuck I want
to. You can
set
your class. Yeah, bro. Hey, I really, yeah, shut up. Man, I knew cats, man, who couldn't read, man. And I was like 18. I'm like, it's never too late to start learning, man, how to read. Goddamn, you like, you can follow us, man. And shit, we eventually trying to get some shit popping on that. On the education tip, what I'm saying, where we can,
coming soon, yeah.
I'm telling you, man,
because they can't take your knowledge from you, bro. You know what I'm saying? They can take everything from you, but they can't take.
Community college is the way to go, bro. You can start. Hell yeah. You can start with basic. Like, if you don't know math, right, you can go to community college right now and start off with really take that first math class. I think it's like arithmetic or something, like the very first. And then after that, you take pre-algebra. Mm. And it's going to start with the very beginning, man. Addition, subtracting.
Yeah, multiply. You learn all that other shit.
Because all that shit is a factor. It's like a ladder. All that shit, you do the same shit that you do in that you do when you're doing, like, algebra or calculus. It's the same shit you got to remember. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, I'm sorry, dog. I remember when I used to argue with niggas that went to Beaumont, dog. If you from St. Louis, you know what Beaumont is. But if you're not from St. Louis, you know, like, shit. Like, our whole crew, like, majority of us went to school in the... We went to school in, like, the suburbs and shit. Like,
we had
a better...
To catch those fucking D-Sig.
Yeah, those D-Sig buses and shit. So we got, like, a better education and shit. You know, we
didn't get no better education.
Well, you don't think we got a better education than niggas that went to Vashon? Roosevelt?
I ain't saying they
idiots or whatever it is, but it's more so
their accreditation wasn't right. They wasn't really on the
and
same.
And they would be in classes where it's like, nigga, it might not be no, you know, heat or whatever it is. It might not be enough books and all this shit.
But you know, man, yeah, resources, man. Like,
yeah, they didn't have resources. A lot of and then your gangs.
The schools is just kind of designed, well...
The gangs is more serious in those schools and shit, bro. So it's like, it's harder for them kids to really even be able to focus. Plus, they didn't have teachers that really gave that much of a fuck about them. They would just pass them niggas.
Because
that's how my brother passed. Like,
they
just passed
it. And then I had to catch the bus all the way out to the county, which for me, every time was like a shocking cultural...
Yeah,
like
every
a,
time.
What you call it, a cultural shock?
Because, you know, that's what I was saying too, dog. I'm like, with us coming from the South Side, dog, if you... Us being from the South Side, we got to see diversity. You know what I'm saying? Man. So we know what it is to straight
rich,
have those.
Poor,
yeah,
Asian.
Rich, poor, Asian, white,
all that
shit, bro. Anybody can be rich and poor on the South Side. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can straight live on the block with motherfuckers that got money, or you can live on the block with motherfuckers that don't have shit. You know what I'm saying? Or the suburbs could be literally two blocks over. So when I started going to school in West County, and I was straight just like, damn, like, I started seeing nothing but white people that had money versus, like, shit, I got some homies from the neighborhood who parents don't have shit, you know what I'm saying? But they white, too. So it was just, like, totally different. Like, the South Side people that we was growing up with wasn't as racist. But, you know, when we got out there to the county, it was straight just like, yo, these motherfuckers is straight.
Funny.
Yeah, funny acting, like, you know what I'm saying?
All the way out here. Anyway.
Right. Brief answer. Well, we're back and we forgot what the fuck we was talking about. But did you see that video of that woman that they calling her Perbit Patty? I was going to call her Peppermint.
Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, Peppermint Patty. Something happened out there in like Oakland, and it was a little 8-year-old girl, and she was
Oakland,
you know, selling waters for $2 to people out on the streets and shit. And this woman, bro, straight just like hated on her and shit. You know what I'm saying? Called the people on her, bro. Was like, yeah, it's somebody
peddler's license.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She was like, yeah, she's out here selling without a permit. It's like, bro, she 8 years old, bro. Like. You know what I'm saying? I don't think everybody was getting permits when they was setting up lemonade stands and shit.
Man, the IRS want they motherfucking share of your profits, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, though? It's like, damn, you got to just constantly be in a nigga back pocket, bro. Like, they just everywhere. It's like, yeah, we want to eat off of that, and we need to eat off of that, and we need to eat off of that, too. And, you know what I'm saying? And we going to eat off of you trying to eat off of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, bro. Like, I straight hate the IRS, bro. Like, you straight end up owing these niggas money. What, bro?
I've heard some good music from Teyana Taylor, and that girl is fine, man.
Is she a fine specimen? Is she a hot tamale?
She's a hot tamale,
brother. She got that song that WTP that worked at Punani, dog.
Yeah, Taylor, what's happening?
Yeah, shout out to Teyana, man. Everybody was giving her a hard time for her album and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing a lot of people comparing it to the last album, and it's like that shit was like 3-4 years ago, and everybody's, it's like, you know, you can't expect somebody to just stay the same or anything like that.
And Kanye just helped her with this one.
Yeah, he produced the whole thing. Then they get produced 5 fucking albums, and like off spanning from the month of June, well, May 25th all the way up to like June 22nd. So, nigga, that's 35 beats, bro, that man made. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to tell people. Like, you gotta appreciate, like, the artisticness behind it. Like, it's art, bro. It's like somebody straight really sat here and produced all that fucking shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's talent in itself. And then for these people to go in there and straight make dope ass songs off of it, meaningful songs. And like I said, this hasn't been done in hip hop ever, bro, where you got, like, you know, people drop 5 albums back to back and they coming out of the same camp, or like the same person has something to do with each and every album. You know what I'm saying? And that's 5 weeks straight that they did that. That's never been done before. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think, I don't know, people just whack, man. They don't be getting shit.
Shout out to Canada.
Yeah, shout out to Canada. I straight want to go to Canada, bro. Montreal, I don't think perhaps. They let people in there with felonies, though. That'll be Wizak, bro.
Montreal, we might come up there and fuck with y'all.
Yeah, Toronto or something like that, you know. See what Quebec talking about, you're
no Canadian bacon, please.
But Canada legalized marijuana, though?
Yeah, man.
Legalization.
Of the Mary Jane.
So I think
North America needs to fucking follow suit.
Yeah. Straight everywhere in North. What is it about North America that ain't trying to follow suit, though?
They North Americans.
Yeah, you hear me? Just dicks.
Stiff dicks.
Straight wigs and shit. You hear me? You know, yeah, straight Quakers, bro. That's what North Americans are, bro. Straight Quakers, bro.
We're Quakers from Pennsylvania,
I believe, yeah, bro. That's but them niggas like the founding fathers of the country, aren't they, bro?
That's some old shit.
That's some old. That's hella ago, though, bro.
That's some Hereditary. Hey, bro, have y'all seen this? Y'all seen Hereditary?
Yeah, I finally got a chance to check it out. It was dope.
What'd you think, man?
Man, I love it, man. It's creepy. I like a good horror movie, you know, but that mug was straight creepy. And just even the backstory of it all, you know.
What's your favorite scene?
Bro, what the scene? Hey, spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't seen it, but we about to straight
cover your ear.
Hey, yeah, you hear me straight? Put the earmuffs on in this motherfucker.
Yeah, we shouldn't even talk.
Bro, the part, bro, when bro was trying to get his sister back to the house, bro. What made me mad was that his bitch. Why the hell did you tell him to take her to the party? But see, that's the thing, though. It's like, because everything was so set up, though, bro. It's like,
no, dog.
They set the whole thing up, because it's like, damn, dog, the symbol was on the pole, bro. Like, the whatever that carcass that was in the street, bro, was placed there. You know what I'm saying?
It didn't freak you out how, like, you will see her, like, sculpture, like, building the house.
And yeah,
then, like, the camera ain't, but, like, the camera would come into like the room, and it looked like you still in that house.
This yeah, year. Exactly, shit, though, bro. Shit,
bro, that, Duh, everything
they,
about
they said
movie
that they
insane.
Straight made a house just like that for them to do the movie inside them, so yeah. you could get the feel. Like it was just
this movie is off. The
this
chain,
movie is bro. Off the chain, yo, dog. Dude Shout did a dude. Good movie.
It was bro, his first one too.
The director, he made short films before this, right? Why this dude made a short film about a son who's molesting his dad, bro?
The movie is so wild, y'all. I just say it's very worth a motherfucking good view.
Yeah, it's very much worth it,
my favorite scene, yo, was, okay, you notice how the son, like, he'll look from, like, afar and see that cabin or that treehouse, whatever, yeah. fucking red light.
Yeah.
Ominous. And then,
that's what I was seeing. Okay, bro, because I was wondering, like, shit. Bro, what was the red light, bro? What was
Hell,
going
like,
on
like
there, bro?
Devil shit, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro. Because when I was watching, I was like, I wasn't even tripping off of that part, but I knew that the woman, Joan, I knew that the grandma was a part of that shit, like, early
that
on.
That room was like the.
But I didn't know that's what was happening in the treehouse. And the little girl used to sleep in the treehouse, too.
Scene, that's the fucking crazy scene is the one where. And it's at the end of the movie.
Man, go see this movie, y'all. Go see this movie, man.
So he see her. He see, I think, the mom, like, just float up to that motherfucker. With
yes,
bro. And then inside,
just floated, though.
When my nigga, when he went into the treehouse, man, all of the motherfuckers in the movie who had got, like, fucked up. Like, some motherfuckers.
Decapitated.
Lost their dome. Some motherfuckers got burnt. It was one scene where it was, like, they were all kneeling down, hailing one of the
little
God of mischief, and they was like, it's a scene showing all of the like fucking, like it was a burnt body. My nigga had the burnt body. He was like kneeling down, bro. Mm-hmm. That scene is sick, bro.
Yeah. That was crazy. Like,
this
bro.
Movie is some for real.
Yeah,
shit,
this movie straight. Like, yeah, it deals with the cult, all that shit, bro. But
yeah,
you know, it was like the same thing that they was doing in Paranormal Activity. Man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like they told a story throughout the whole thing, and that's why I thought, that's the thing I thought that was dope about Paranormal Activity. It wasn't just like, it would be like the shooting would be like, okay, that shit trippy, but it's the fact of the story that they telling all this time over like 6 films, where it's just like, yo, this family has been in this shit for so long that, you know what I'm saying,
and
like
the
grandma,
this movie is
conjuring spirits and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's called Hereditary because some, and I suppose a lot of people don't like to talk about this stuff, but I mean, there's a lot of people out here in this world, yo.
Yeah.
And you got people who, you know, devout Christians or Muslims or whatever.
Anything.
And then, of course, you got people on some other shit.
About Satanist shit.
And it's all about the energy that you put out. You know what I'm saying? You put out good energy.
Yeah.
And some people just not on that shit, and it leads to, like, destructive, like, bad outcomes, yeah. man, like the Manhattan Project and shit, like war and all that. But yeah, man, quick shout out to the World Cup, you know what I'm saying? We see all y'all motherfuckers doing y'all thing. I don't know who's gonna win that shit. It's a lot of good
I don't know who is either, dog. I've been seeing them getting it in, though, bro. Nigeria,
Colombia.
Yeah.
Portugal, it's a lot of good teams, man. But
would you go to the World Cup, dog?
I would go to the World Cup. I plan on going one of these times.
Hey, what year was that when the Olympics had got... Because remember, it was a teacher at our school, bro. He was like a soccer player and shit. He played on the same team as Bruce Jenner and shit, bro, I believe, bro. But, you know, they was like over there in Germany... I never think there was Germany, dog, and they had the Olympics there, and that shit, like, it was like some terrorist shit going on while they was over there, bro. Yeah,
fuck that
shit. Like, during that,
that's some scary shit,
look.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, you heard me, like, damn, bro.
Like, the last one was in Brazil, right?
Yeah, it was
Rio, and it was like some shit about that, like,
yeah.
Hey, bro, hey, on a random note, though, I heard that, like, the sale of, like, condoms and shit. Like, because when all the athletes together, you know, these are like, top-notch athletes. So, these niggas in, like, top shape. And, you know, if anybody work out and shit, you know, you ready to fuck. So, I heard, like...
bro, I heard you ready to beat something down?
I heard, like, the sale of condoms and shit, like, explode, bro, during, like,
Olympic Games.
Oh, word. Because all the athletes out there needing some. Huh?
Yeah, they out there getting it cracked. It makes sense,
straight,
though.
It was straight just like big butt Brazilian orgy in them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Big booty Brazilian volleyball team.
Boy, I straight used to get hellas them pornos, bro. Like, straight used to... I straight used to order hella movies and shit, straight.
For all of you unaware, there's the Hyperloop coming near you.
Yes, it's a Hyperloop, dog. That shit look dope as hell, bro.
Motherfucker gonna be traveling at
700 miles per hour, bro.
Drinking a steaming latte?
Yeah, dog. I wonder if it's like, on the inside, do you feel like you moving fast as a motherfucker? Hell, or just like that shit just gonna seem...
Like you on a train.
Like you just on a train. But this shit straight going. Yeah, you heard me. 700 miles per hour and shit. This motherfucking coffee ain't tilted over and none of that shit.
Straight. Man, it's hard to say, man. So, you know, like, where do you think we're going to be in 100 years, man? Tech, as far as with transportation, what are you envisioning?
I'm
going to
keep it 3,000. Like, I thought years ago, because you remember back in like the 90s, they was making it seem like 2004 or 2005 was going to be like stupid futuristic and shit like that. Like if you would see them old movies, they'll be like, yeah. It was like in the 80s, they'll be like, yeah, in the year 1999, is this type of shit happening or something like that. So it's like, I remember reading a book when I was in like third grade and it was saying that we was going to eventually have flying cars, but they were saying that was going to happen by like the year 2004 or something, and we still haven't got that. But now I did hear that they are actually in motion to getting some flying cars out. You know what I'm saying? But I thought that shit would have happened years ago just off of,
they got floating skateboards. Woo! Yeah. Floating skateboards.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, I feel like in 100 years, bro, shit is probably going to look like some Total Recall shit. Like,
bro, if I get a floating car, I still want it to look... I want that motherfucker to still look like a Cutlass.
Yeah.
But I just
straight dripping, though.
Yeah. Or I still want it to look like a motherfucking... a GTO or Nova, but you know what I'm saying?
Or AA Delta. Money or something like that,
the
bro.
Floating version, though. Yeah, nerds, bro. I don't need no rims, bro. This
I'm just floating in this mug.
Big body ass, beats cool.
I'm straight subbing in this mug.
I personally think to the day that we floating.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy, bro. So you think we're going to have to float with, like, space suits on or something, though? Or we'll be able to float just like on some regular shit. Like I could come out with a t-shirt and some gym.
Yeah, what y'all think? You think when we get floating cars, you just be able to like hop in that motherfucking strap on your seatbelt and then that shit just...
Yeah, you hear me?
Me, bro, I'm on my way to work ever so casually floating there.
Right though, bro. Hey, so the other day on the book and shit, it was a story about, you know, some dude, and I don't know if this story is made up, but I'm sure this is shit that happens every day. You know what I'm saying? But dude was saying that he'd been with this chick for 7 months, and, you know, he told her, you know, don't go to this party.
How many
and shit.
Months?
7 months, you know. Right. So it's like, they've been together for, it's like not as long, but it's still long when it's like, shit, nigga, I just started talking to this girl literally 7 months ago, but that's straight his girl now type mm-hmm. shit, so... You know, he was saying that she wanted to go to a sleazy club, and bro was straight just like, yeah, nah, you know what I'm saying? If you go to that club, you know what I'm saying? We're going to split up, because he was saying, like, you know, they argued for a little bit of whatever he did, so I guess. And so...
He must knew about the club.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did bro know, bro knew what type of club it was? It's like, yo, Gail going to the Oz or something. It's just like, bro, you going to go over there at 3 o'clock in the morning type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hella spots, like, yo, girl in the pink slip and shit, like... Bro, this is all clubs where it just be like, man, I don't know, bro. You know what I'm saying? Some questionable ass shit. Fuck you going over there for? You know what I'm saying? So it's probably what it was. And dude was just saying that, he told her not to go and shit. And so she said, okay, I ain't going to go. And then he called her all day Saturday and she didn't answer the phone. And so she had called him like 4 o'clock, like Sunday morning type shit. And was just like, you know, crying, bawling out her
eyes. She called him the next day or whatever.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like, yeah, the next day in the morning time, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so she said she crying and shit. She was just talking about that she had got beat and raped and shit. And he was like, damn, like how? You know what I'm saying? And she was just like, shit. She went to the fucking club that she said she wasn't going to go to. And he told her not to go to. She went anyway, and she was, bro, check it out, though, bro. She went, and she, I guess she got cool with, like, two dudes there, and was going to go kick it with these niggas, and that's what happened and shit. And dude was straight just like, now she want me to feel sorry for her ass, and I'm good on her. Like, I broke up with her ass. You know, so everybody
should,
just like...
He should feel sorry for her.
Yeah, you know, everybody would. Just like...
But he...
It's like, yeah, my nigga, does he have to be forced to be her man because of that, though? It's like, nah, like, yeah, you can feel bad. You can straight be like, damn, that's fucked up. But it's like, I'm going to look at it like, damn, bro, I straight can't believe that shit happened, bro. But it's like, do you want me to go find these niggas then? You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's like, I told you don't go to the party anyway, and you said you weren't going.
It's possible he could have, like, calmed down, like, got mad and then calmed down.
Yeah, he probably straight calmed down and shit.
Benefit of doubt or whatever.
Type shit, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I'm thinking.
But I'm damn sure not finna be your nigga again, bro.
If that was me, I would have been just on the same thing, like, bro, I told you not to go to that
one. Straight up, and you know, because it's like I'm arguing with a couple of my cousins, and they just saying shit like, you know, like, dude being insensitive and shit, like, his feelings out the window, she got beaten, raped, and all this type of shit, and it's just like he an asshole and a piece of shit, and,
if he just strictly straight mad, bruh, and, yeah, like, straight mad and, like, an asshole, he an asshole.
Yeah, she, like, you know, they, like...
But he ain't wrong,
they, bruh, like, nigga, like, he don't have to... Like, who is he to tell her what to do and shit? He not her dad and shit. And I'm just like, bruh, I'm like, even if it was your dad telling you what to do, you wouldn't do the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how a lot of women are, bruh. They feel like just the any feeling of being submissive to a nigga is wrong. You know what I'm saying? To a man, they feel like, you know, that some of them straight feel like, I don't have to listen to you because you're not my, you know what I'm saying? You don't run me. And it's like, you know, in some regard, I do understand that shit. Just like, yeah, you're an adult. Motherfucker ain't got to tell you what to do. But at the same time, it's like, if it's somebody that you love and respect them, why not allow them to sometimes tell you some shit like, yo, if you wrong right now. Yo, you out of pocket. Nah, I don't want you to go. The only thing I can think of on
that, man, is if you with somebody who you can't, you with a man, but you can't trust him.
Yeah.
Or you don't agree with, like, his,
yeah, his decisions. Yeah, he's just overly insecure or abusive or something. Then that's a motherfucker that I'd be like, you know.
You should probably be with somebody else.
You should be with somebody else, you know what I'm saying?
You should be with somebody who you can trust to lead. You know what I'm saying?
I was saying, too.
The man, like, should have his thoughts on God first and foremost. And
yeah, like, everybody should. You should put God first, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you know, why? Like, it should be confusing. Okay, y'all don't want a man that's controlling, but you also don't want a man that's a pushover either. So it's like, okay, where is the line drawn? You know, because in some ways we the same way too as men. It's like, I don't want a woman that's a pushover, but I also don't want a woman that's just gonna talk to me in whatever way and control.
I think it's a case to case, bro. Because yeah. I think it's up to the, like, you ever notice some women can't handle, like, a more bold man.
Yeah.
You know bold. What I'm saying? Because it's some ladies I know this, man, they like are kind of really bossy ladies.
Yeah.
And they got so, like, some men who are kind of like more like, you know,
bossier,
like,
than them or
less
or
less bossy.
Less, like, bossy. Yeah. Like, yeah, some of them don't like a straight super stern ass dude and shit. It's just, some women, like, want
I think a man who they can shit
boss around. You know what I'm saying?
I think some men want a woman who they can boss around.
Yeah, and some men.
And I think it's everything in between.
And I think that should go back to you just probably lightweight, just of it might be some way of how a motherfucker was raised or something too that turned them into that type of person where they feel like they have to have a hold on somebody or control them or some shit like that.
I think the best person for you, male or female, is that person who compliments you and, like, adds good, like, increases the quality of your life. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all are supposed to be like, I heard you're supposed to love yourself, right? Yeah. Or otherwise nobody else would. So,
yeah.
If we all, like, handling our own, you want somebody who, when they come to the picture, like, shit, bro, compliment that shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? They just basically charge it up.
You don't want no motherfucker who come along and not, and like, contribute to,
because, bro, if a motherfucker come along and don't contribute or don't compliment you or whatever, that shit can bring you
down.
That's
like that gold digger type shit.
Yeah,
you know what
it can bring you down, like, your morale, everything like that. And so it's like a lot of people that may be insecure too might come from situations like that, and then they get with people because they not fully healed. Insecure person
shouldn't be with nobody because they haven't really learned. You gotta love yourself.
You gotta love yourself first, and there's a lot of people out here that don't love themselves, and they be. A lot of people be trying to live through other people or something like that. Yeah. So that's when you get to the point where it's a motherfucker that's like, fuck, no, you can't. And they want to beat your ass or you want to, you know what I'm saying, control you or something like that.
And a lot of people, like, man, especially women, got the wrong idea of what sexy is, what beautiful mean. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? I know that, like, the media and all that portray what's sexy, but... Man, some of that shit does not sexy.
Yeah, like, some of that shit.
You know, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Some of that shit, like McDonald's.
Yeah, don't fall into the, mainstream definition of what's sexy, because it's so many different types of ways for a woman to just be sexy by being herself.
Exactly, it's like,
and accentuate her natural beauty, you know.
And that shit goes to, like, a lot of people see shit on the surface or whatever it is. Like, they just see, it's like they think everything is about beauty. But it's a lot that goes into liking somebody or something like that. It's like, bro, you gotta be more than just physical. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be more than just that shit. Like, it gotta be some mental there. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be like you said, bro, are you worth a motherfucking compliment? Matter of fact, are you even worth me kind of, like, giving my all to you and trying to help build you and all that type of shit? A lot of people don't be worth that shit. So it's like, you can't just go off of a person how they look. Like, shit, she bad as fuck, bro. I guess I will just go ahead and suck it up. And it's straight like, bro, she probably a fucking nutcase, bro. She probably don't fucking want to, like, she not gonna help you. And then
you gotta
get
with somebody she gonna bring you down. Your quality of life, like, and you also got to keep your head up too. I think what would be a good, from my experience, Jack, what would be a good advice if you're not already with your main squeeze is, you know what I'm saying, ask some questions off the bat.
Ask questions
that you want to know or need to know for you can
move
be good,
forward or go on about your motherfucking business, you know.
but the most important thing is loving yourself first before you try to get with another one.
Yeah, right? Man, but that's a big thing, because that can turn anything into a toxic relationship. And when shit is toxic, bro, that shit be like, it's like the whole relationship is on tilt 24/7, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like anything you do or say is pissing me the fuck off, you know what I'm saying?
Keep up the good pies, man.
Love yourself. Yo, love each other, man.
I got a question for you, Hayes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I asked you this already. Dawned on me.
Talk to me.
I need to know again, man. We was talking about, like, future cars and all this shit. When are we going to hit that singularity? Did I ask you that already, yo?
I don't believe you asked me that, my good man.
I'm trying to get it right.
Singularity?
Yeah. That point when the AI becomes so advanced, which it is, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
It's there. It's
only going to get more and more advanced. Yeah, but so, like, if you draw a map or if you make a graph of technological advances, it's not a straight line. Like, you know, it go up and down, and, like, major explosions, like the computer age, that was a big technological heap. Like, so you'll see that between the late, or, like, between the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and now, like, you know, going, like, up and down. But anyway, my point is, you know, with technology now and it having that opportunity to just, you know what I'm saying, like, jump a couple leaps ahead, like, in an instant discovery or whatever, like, when are we gonna get singularity?
This shit probably around the corner, bro. It's probably like,
that's that Terminator shit for real, ain't it?
It's like, bro, we talking about this shit probably finna happen tomorrow type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's not probably talked about, but it's one of those things that's like, you know, you watch movies about it and it's in the back of your mind or whatever.
Because you think about, like, where the hell did they get these ideas from?
But it's real, and it's like the IA is getting so advanced. I know it's like a computer, but the motherfuckers are really advanced.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo.
Yeah. I mean, like they said, bro, real soon they're going to have fucking computers and robots working for McDonald's fixing your shit for you. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to be like two people in that motherfucker. Like, and the shake machine still ain't going to work in that motherfucker. You can't get no frappe, bro.
Well, I'm gonna say 2041.
It's when you think it's gonna happen.
It's the year of singularity. That's the year when that robot that they're gonna make is gonna like run off, and then we ain't gonna be able to find that motherfucker. And then when we do find it, it didn't already build a big ass underground.
It did it on this. Yeah, you hear me? He straight made hella niggas.
And their eyes turn red. Now they got guns, and it's another Terminator.
Yeah, you hear me? Like, damn, bruh. We straight got to go to war with these niggas, dog.
Okay, well, I got another one for you then.
Tell me.
With nanotechnology and such, right? What's going to be the year that we straight have, like, androids? Which we kind of
do, don't we?
Yeah, but, like on a more commercial scale, like, More people.
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
Do you think it ever becomes so advanced where it's like, oh yeah, my nigga is a straight android?
Oh, to the point where he look like a human though?
He is human, but he also is
human, but he's like an android.
A lot of mechanical.
Bro, that shit probably some of that out here already, bro. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga lift up his stomach and was like, yeah, bro, I'm a human, but look, bro, my abs and shit is
yeah, you hear me?
Running
straight up, bro. He straight out there.
Shit, bro. That motherfucker like
that. Yeah, bro. That'd be wild, bro. It's probably some of them niggas in the NBA and NFL now already, bro. Like, damn, this dude just ultra fucking fast, bro. Like, he just nonstop cold, bro. It's Kevin Durant, bro. The Kevin Durant, one of them androids,
bro. Bioengineered. Like, kneecaps and some shit, bro.
Long foot ass dude, bro. They didn't get it right and shit. Like, yeah, bro, check him out. But he out here straight busting ass, though, bro.
Yo, if this y'all first time enjoying the show, man, we want to do a big favor and like
and subscribe, man. Comment, follow us, man. Hey, it's Money Escobar, your boy A Tory Dog.
Stay tuned, we're gonna have more coming for you. Live,
yeah, man.
Live footage.
Yeah, big things coming. Big things coming. That's what she said. But big things are big things are coming, dog. Yeah, straight up. And we love y'all, man. And thank you for supporting us, man, and listening in every week and shit. And until next time, we out.
We out.
Brat.